Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk Live. I'm so glad you've joined us here on the American Voice Radio Network. We got a great show. Magical Engineer Frank and I are ready to roll. And we're going to be talking about some of the keys to helping our body regenerate. And also, I thought we'd touch on some powerful foods this winter season, fall and winter, that'll power you up in your immune system. And also, we may have time to cover some drugs that can, that can encourage you to have cancer. So, well, we're going to check all that good stuff out. And we've got a quack report, but before we get... Are we? Okay. I'm so sorry. We're having issues with our connection. I apologize. But anyway, big salute and semper fi to all our military. And, of course, Veterans Day is tomorrow. So I hope you will lift them all up in prayer. And, you know, seek the Lord's face, mind the time. That's what I do, you know, every day. Seek the Lord's face for righteous leadership, praying for justice and truth. And if the Lord hears enough of it from enough of us, you know, that's what we're going to get, justice and truth. So I hope you'll join me in mind the time. It grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Oh, thank you, Frank. All right, what do we got first up in the quacker? Apparently, according to some new research that's in the Annals of Internal Medicine, it's better to be obese all over the place than to just have a big beer belly fat. According to their research, they said that if you have a spare tire or belly fat around the waist, they say it's deadlier than being obese, according to their study. They say normal weight adults who carry fat around their middle have twice the risk of early death than those who are overweight or obese, but with normal fat distribution. They say both men and women with the normal body mass index and the central fat around the middle, when you compare them, the risk factors change. Apparently, research is saying that you have more of a risk of a heart attack and diabetes if you have the belly fat. I just think having unwanted fat is just bad all over, so just that category. All right, moving along in the quack report. They say Western children are becoming more allergic to everything. And one of the kids that they highlighted was a 19-year-old that's now on a feeding tube because he's allergic to food. Alex Visker reportedly gradually became allergic to just everything that he's eating, so he can't eat any more solid foods. So he gets his nutrients through a feeding tube and liquids that are prescribed by his doctors. So he's allergic to peanuts, perfumes, paint, latex, car fumes, filters, and freshly cut grass, just to name a few. He has a regimen of pharmaceutical pills. Do you suppose that may be part of it? I may think it is. Those drugs cost his family $7,000 a month. Well, and the other thing that, you know, people are saying is, you know, could vaccines have a play in this? Possibly. We see a lot of allergies not only in children but also on pets now, because pets are getting inundated with a lot of vaccine products. So it could be the adjuvants or the aluminum in the vaccines causing kids to have what is called an artificial stimulation, because when they were given the products, they had an underdeveloped immune system. So now the immune system is triggering inflammation, an allergic response to just about everything, protein and whatever. Last but not least in the quack report, let's see, autism epidemic comes to Sesame Street. Yay. You know, remember Elmo on Sesame Street? Well, Sesame Street is bought into vaccines, and they want to, I guess, present autism as a normal thing. Apparently, normalization of autism is what they're shooting for on Sesame Street, because they're going to feature an autistic Muppet. Can you imagine? Yeah, an autistic Muppet named Julia. She's going to be happy. She's going to be fun-loving. She's going to be perfectly normal, just different. So autism is normal, but just different. That's how it's being presented to the masses. So it's part of a segment on Sesame Street called See Amazing in All Children, including Julia. So mascot on Sesame Street now is going to be an autistic Muppet. Oh. What do you think of that? And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Okay, thank you, Frank. What do we have up? We're going to be talking about some of the keys to regeneration. You know, because, you know, regenerating our organs is possible. I've seen it happen. And science thinks that it has, you know, it has to discover a way to help humans regenerate their body, and including missing limbs. Mm-hmm. That's in science. So there is a whole area of science studying this called regeneration biology. However, do we have to wait for science to figure out how we can regenerate our organs and protect our health to be as young as possible? Well, let's find out. First, we're going to talk about the cell bundle. According to science, the human body has about 6,200 billion cells, thereabout. It's an educated guess. And they also say about 432 billion cells die and are replaced each day. So without the regeneration process, we die much sooner than later. So we have an abundance of control over our cell regeneration right now. Did you know that? Well, we're going to tell you how in a little bit. The amount of sleep you get, how much water you drink, and if you replenish your nutrients, such as your fatty acids and minerals, are all going to play a part in your regeneration process. So cell regeneration is happening so fast that we really don't notice it. But a good indicator could be like if you get a paper cut, a pretty good one, it takes about 1 to 2 days to heal up. That's cell regeneration right there. Well, I want to talk about the cell drill sergeants, because our cells kind of take chemical orders, much like a military drill sergeant gives orders. So cells in the digestive system have 5 minutes to regenerate tissue, and this is going on constantly, you know, different areas of the digestive system, from the mouth all the way down the esophagus to the stomach to the intestines and so forth. So your body replaces now, get this, your liver in about 5 months, but it should take about 30 days. So we have too much toxicity in our lives today, and it has slowed down many of the regeneration processes, especially when it comes to the liver. We should have a new liver every 30 days. Think about that. Well, and then too much toxicity, you know, can just bog us down. And hey, your skin is also one of these organs that is regenerated on a constant basis, actually. Your entire skin all over your body should be replaced in about 4 weeks' time, just 4 weeks. Now, your heart is regenerated as well, but it takes 6 to 9 months. And science is now focused on the brain itself regenerating and how that's going to work. Well, let's just take a little step back in time to the Green Pond in 1740. A Swiss naturalist by the name of Abraham Tremblay, guess what he noticed? He noticed a creature in a green pond was able to regenerate its head after it was amputated. Tremblay called the creature Hydra, after the mythical Greek monster that could regenerate its head. In biology class, though, we did learn that, you know, lizards can regenerate, you know, it's when they lose a tail. Some ocean creatures, such as starfish, can regrow their arms. And flatworms can rebuild their bodies as well. So it's not just amphibians that can regenerate. Some mammals, like the African spiny mice, they can actually fling chunks of flesh at predators in order to escape and then regenerate those missing pieces really fast. Well, let's get down to some cell regeneration. Science is underway with its cell replication. Not a day goes by that we don't hear some report that, you know, it's some alert that there's some new stem cell research going on. But lately, regeneration biologists have been in the lab studying their model organisms and how these cells differ from animals to humans. So they work with a list of animals that tend to do well with regenerating themselves. For instance, chickens, mice, flies, and roundworms will be in abundance scattered all over a lab if you are a regeneration biologist. And what they look for are cells that can easily become an embryo. So if, for instance, the biologist wanted to find a way to restore lost limbs, they would turn to an animal that is an expert at that. And guess who that would be? That would be the salamander. According to science, the salamander has a similar skeletal structure to man's and usually takes the salamander about 30 days to regenerate a lost limb. So this time frame tends to hinder the research, though. And another glitch that science has to deal with when it's dealing with the salamander, it has 10 times the DNA that humans have. which makes it more difficult to sequence the strands of genes and getting rid of the ones they don't need and adding the ones that they do need. So there is a difference in healing, though. According to the research of the regeneration biologist Ashley Schiefert, she says salamanders heal differently than humans. For instance, if a human lost a limb, the body uses inflammation and scar tissue to heal the area, you know, close it off from infection and blood loss. The salamander, however, uses new cells to form a structure, which science calls wound epidermis. And in this case of the salamander's, you know, injury, there are these chemicals released instructing the cells and the nerves in the stump in that area to begin to grow. So the mature cells that make up muscles and other connective tissues are kind of put on hold until they're ready to add that new tissue. So the chemical signals to the cells help them to know their position and their job and to regenerate only when what is missing. So according to the biologists, generation biologist Enrique Amé of the University of Manchester, he says if the amputation happened at the shoulder as opposed to the wrist, the cells would know what to reconstruct. So what is real interesting is that the biologists noticed that the cells can tell up from down and left from right. So there is still a lot of research that has to happen, as the scientists really don't know all the pieces of the puzzle. They have a basic outline, but the details are difficult to resolve. So they know how the cells go about the process, but are not sure what the trigger is. So there is a specific timing also, such as the limb will stop regenerating if the nerves inside do not activate at the proper time. So in other words, right now, what science can detect is a mass of cells that can regenerate. What they can't see are the specific details, what makes the cells perform, and the process that the cells use to look at what they should be doing. So it's all coded, and they're trying to break down the code. So until science can figure that out, the difference between the cells that start the process and the cells that finish the process of a limb regeneration, for instance, well, then the research basically at this point is stumped, no pun intended. Well, and there's the time factor. You know, there's always the clock. Science is trying to figure out why the process to restore limbs in salamanders or lizards can vary, can even take up to 400 days in some cases. So very large lizards will need 10 years to grow a limb back. And when scientists do a comparison to humans, that time frame might be like, they say, 15 to 20 years. Wow. So this is where the stem cell research, growing organoids in the lab that we talked about recently, have been so popular, because they're going to kind of come together, these two forms of research, in the near future. So the research done by regeneration biologists will help find ways for wounds to heal, they think, much faster and without scar tissue. According to Enrique M.A., biologist at the University of Manchester, he says, I'd argue that stem cell research, the researchers need the kind of work that we do. We're still ignorant about how cells behave and how to control their behavior, end of quote. Well, let's look at the human cells for just a minute. The human body really, in order for it to regenerate cells, requires what science calls raw material. So the quality of the material is going to be very important in order to supply the necessary nutrients. For instance, you will notice that when you eat organic foods, you will feel satisfied and you won't overeat. If your food is low in quality and full of empty calories like processed foods and soda, people feel hungry and tend to overeat. So it is reasonable to conclude that with quality raw materials or nutrients, there are healthy cells made to replace the old ones. So if there is poor quality nutrients, then weaker cells are produced, making us more vulnerable to disease. So here's some food pitfalls if you're wanting to regenerate. Foods that make you look old, tired, and weak before your time are going to be processed foods, because they're deficient in the raw materials called enzymes. Also, sugar also called the White Death by doctors because it depresses the immune system, makes you vulnerable to illnesses. Alcohol, also on the list, makes the liver too toxic and depletes the system of vitamin B for the nervous system to function properly. It also inhibits the bone marrow from making healthy red blood cells. Caffeine also creates this addiction effect and also fatigue and can stress the adrenal glands and your nervous system. And rancid oils and fats, often found in your snack foods and chips and crackers and baked goods, as well as deep fried foods, these oils can injure your cells and rob them of enzymes and alter your DNA. So it's real important because all our cells communicate. As science is finding out with the salamander, it's the same here with us. Our organs communicate chemically, you need a healthy nervous system. You need electrolytes. You need healthy glands and hormones to do all that. So you have to eat real healthy foods to do that. Now, here's some of the regenerator foods. If you really want your body to regenerate quick, some foods that will help the body do that and stay healthy are your fruits and vegetables, because they do contain the raw materials of vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients for raw fuel for your body to repair. Also, whole grains, they still have the natural oils in them and nutrients that are cardiovascular friendly, and they also, of course, have fiber. Water and sun-dried salt are your counter-regulatory nutrients to prevent you from being dehydrated or having edema, so it helps strengthen your cell walls, okay? Keeps the cells strong yet flexible, prevents bleeding. Mm-hmm. Also, regular exercise keeps us all flexible and healthy. It helps us by the body be a healthy housing for all the organs to operate properly. So exercise helps the body keep in balance, and it's important. Balance is important if you want it to repair and regenerate. So now there are also some herbs that our Creator has given us that are necessary to help, you know, move fluids and remove blockages for the restoration process to work. Bitter herbs move blood and bile in the body. Herbs can also reduce inflammation and reestablish blood flow to carry nutrients for cell repair. So herbs can draw out also impurities that are causing illness and restore function. And herbs can also, they're able to strengthen your immune system and your cardiovascular system, even your skeletal system, and a whole lot more. So if you're really interested in learning how you can do all that, because that's power, absolutely, you can give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call, and they'll send you a free product catalog. That number is 866-229-3663, because they specialize in immune boosting and organ cleansing. So two very important things if you want to regenerate the body. 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. Or you can visit them online, thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Or you can type in herbtalklive.com and get there too. And that's where your healthcare options just became endless. And don't forget, they have their Veterans Day special on through tomorrow. It ends tomorrow night at midnight. So you'll get free ground ship on U.S. orders of $40 or more. So you can use the coupon. It's right up there on their homepage, but it is VE Day number 15, VE Day and the number 15, and that will get you a free ground ship on your order of $40 or more, and many of you are taking advantage of that today. That's great. Also, if you're on the website, do sign up for the newsletters. They go out each week. On Tuesdays, the American Survival goes out, and also on Fridays, the Health Quest newsletter goes out. So more empowering information for you, and you can pass it on to family and friends. And, just take your life back. Take the control back, you know. Be stronger and healthier. Why do you want to be dependent and on drugs the rest of your life? Nobody wants that. That is disease management, and that's not a healing. See, that's not what it's about. What it's about is restoration. Getting back to where you were before you got sick, right? Absolutely, absolutely. So, I mean, really, if you were on lifelong drugs, if you're on lifelong drugs right now, and if anything would disrupt that supply, what would you do? So do your homework, because you'll want to know what to do in a situation like that. All right, I know we're going to be taking a break here in a few minutes, but we're also going to be talking about some healthy foods and some research on them that will help us not only, you know, protect our health, maybe get a better night's sleep, improve the immune system function, and maybe our bones. There's lots we can do. So, for instance, you know, I like garlic. Who doesn't like garlic bread with their pasta, right? Or their whatever they're eating. But a cousin to the garlic is the onion. When I was little, I didn't like onions. My mom loved them. She'd fry them up. She'd put them on sandwiches. She'd put them on salads. I mean, I think she went onion crazy and just put them on everything. And I'd always pick them out. Didn't like them. Kids typically do not like the onions. But, you know, by the time I was, you know, getting into high school, I liked onions on certain things. Not too many, but, you know, I was getting there. So by the time I was in my 20s, you know, I liked onions. Period. I was, like, right there with my mom. So onions, except for the onion breath, you know, they do have some super-duper benefits. We're going to talk about them. Onions are native to Asia and the Middle East. They are also cultivated now all over the world. And many onion options. You know, people get different types of onions. They get the purple onions, the sweeter ones. They get the yellow ones. They got the white ones. Personally, I like the white ones. White ones are hotter. You know, they just got more bite to them. So yellow are good, but I like the white ones if I can get them. Cousin to the onion, as I said, was the garlic, but also in the family are chives, scallions, and leeks, also part of the Allium cepa family. They are pungent, they have aroma, they have flavor, but they also have medicinal power. The entire planet harvests about 100 billion pounds of onions each year. Common names for the onion. Onions are found in China, India, U.S., Russia, and Spain. They are the top producers in produce for a lot of nations. So onions, stock up. We use them in a lot of formulas here at Apothecary, especially that famous all-in-one, which is that cold and flu tonic. So if you're checking that out, it's on thepowerherbs.com. The bottles of that stuff fly off the shelf this time of year. So if you haven't gotten yours, you better not wait too long. We don't want to run out. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. And baby, my heart could still fall as hard at 23. And I'm thinking about
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, Henry Ford the automobile, and herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
We are going to be talking about some foods that are going to power us up. And Frank, I forgot to ask you, Frank, did you get my little melody for our salute? Maybe we can play that for closing music. Did you see that? I don't know if you did. It's our salute to the military for Veterans Day. I hope you saw that. It was on, I Skyped it to you. All right. We're going to be talking about a little bit of history of our onions. You know, it is said that the onion, like other foods and herbs, could be used, for currency. The Egyptians paid workers with onions. And it's believed that, you know, that's how the pyramids got built, with onions. All over the world, different cultures valued onions and used them for flavoring their dishes, as medicine, and even to pay taxes. Hey, do you suppose we get the IRS to go for that? Wishful thinking. North America has Christopher Columbus to thank for cultivating onions because he brought them to the West Indies, from the West Indies. And then they went to the Western Hemisphere from the West Indies. So that's how the onion cultivated its way over here. Now, the youngsters have options when it comes to selecting their onions. Some have a real sharp taste, while other ones have a sweet taste. So there are different colors. There's white, as we mentioned. That's the hotter one. There's the sweet onions, the purple Vidalia onions, and then the yellow onions. There has been a lot of research done on our onions with lots of benefits to boot. It is scientifically known that the onion gives some important protection for urinary tract, digestive tract, pulmonary, and circulatory systems. So the onion carries this antiseptic-like quality, and modern herbalists like to use onion to help with cardiovascular issues like cholesterol, blood clots, blood sugar, and blood pressure. Now, some research involving animal studies suggests that onions do lower cholesterol and help prevent blood clots when given in large doses. So the Germany Commission confirmed this and also recommends onion for the prevention of arterial sclerosis. But there are some ancient uses. The onion has been used for thousands of years for many ailments like, you know, expelling worms, parasites, reduce swelling, also gas, and as a diuretic. They used it for colds and for coughs, as well as for congestion to help loosen up that sticky phlegm. It also has been used for healing aid for infections for nausea. So people down through the centuries have also used onion for things like fungus and warts, and also for blemishes, pain and strains, bruises and infections. So the ancients used onion, also onion oil, to cleanse surfaces of bacteria and fungus. So let's look at what the research is saying again on the onion, full of vitamin C, also sulfur compounds you'll find there. And they say these are the two things that help lower your blood sugar, and it's an option for diabetics. Animal research showed that onion extract stops cancer tumor growth in rats. And scientists reported that in 1990 that the chemical compounds in onions can moderate the threat of asthma and reduce the inflammatory response. Other high nutrients that you find in onion are going to be vitamin A, magnesium, potassium, protein, and riboflavin. All right, let's talk about what the research is saying about onion with regards to cancer, because it seems there's been a lot of studies on the onions and how it can help defeat cancer. Now, a Chinese study with 560 patients from 1989, it showed that when you eat onions and other vegetables in that family group, it reduces the risk of stomach and esophageal cancer. Actually, all the foods with the Allium cepa family are especially good for fighting off colon, rectal, and stomach cancers. And scientists believe it is the sulfur and the antioxidant compounds which are the fighters, but are also not exactly sure what mechanism is the chief deterrent. So they do know that whatever that is in the onion or in garlic, it tends to inhibit tumor growth and keeps cancer from mastitizing. Now, other studies with onion regarding cancer also include the prostate, which appeared in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute. The research there proved that men who ate onion and garlic and other allium vegetables also lowered their risk of prostate cancer. Now, obviously, there are some protective effects that, from these foods and lowers the risk of prostate cancer. Science really can't put their finger on what it is, or they'd make a drug from them. It is also estimated that several servings of raw onion per week can be helpful lowering the risk of certain types of cancers. So with regards to like breast and lung cancer, they say add additional flavonoids to your onion for a deterrent. So you can also add what the Windsor Medical University found out in 2012, dandelion root also kills cancer cells. So lots of new discoveries out there. Another important thing is insomnia. Another interesting find with your onion is it improves your sleep and your mood. So scientists think that it's the folate nutrient in your onion that can lift people out of a depression and protect them from excessive hypocysteine amino acid and blood plasma accumulation. So too much aminocysteine can block the body's ability to deter oxygen-rich blood and nutrients to the brain. So, you know, too much homocysteine is believed to interfere with serotonin hormones, dopamine, and norepinephrine, and these all regulate your sleep, your mood, and even your appetite. So onions help support the central nervous system with the natural vitamin B, and it's also believed that some of the neurodegenerative diseases like dementia and Alzheimer's can be helped long-term with daily intake of onions. Wow. All right, I got your message, Frank, on the bumper. We can do that, no problem. We're going to have a different closed bumper today for the show. We're going to be honoring our military, so look for that soon here in the show. All right, also, you want to get the most out of your onions. You can incorporate them into your diet. It's a good idea, fresh onions. Don't over-peel your onions. The outer layers can help retain the flavonoids, so you don't peel them until you need to use them. Otherwise, they get dehydrated and dry out. They lose 20% of their nutrients. So the rule is, if you're going to peel it, you're going to have to eat it. And some people will opt to eat other vegetables instead, such as bell peppers or carrots or tomatoes for their nutrition. These do offer nutrition for sure, but not as much as the onion, garlic, or your leeks. So there are more polyphenols or antioxidants and tannins in your onion family foods. Flavonoids are also considered one of the world's healthiest food sources. There are over 6,000 flavonoids identified by science, and there are probably many more. But at this particular time, onions contain more flavonoids per ounce than other moderate vegetables. So you can get more out of it per day when you add your onion to your food list. Well, let's talk about your bones real quick, because a lot of doctors don't mention to their patients, especially menopausal women, to eat more onions to help strengthen their bones. Studies are suggesting that if you had sporadic eating of onions, it doesn't really improve bone density that much, and you could still have fractures. But they say if you eat every day some onions, it says it has a solid influence on your bone health. They also found that the strength of the connective tissue also on your bones and your muscles was improved dramatically when you eat onions. So the reason is the tissue that connect us all together need the sulfur from the onion to remain strong. Also, if you're looking for, you know, bone-strengthening herbs, that'd be horsetail, oat straw, that kind of thing. And also your immune system is helped out. Onions have the ability to reduce a lot of inflammation. So if you have like rheumatoid arthritis or asthma or bronchitis or pneumonia or other conditions as such, the onions seem to help that condition when you eat them. So onions will help, you know, the part of the immune system that can tend to trigger your inflammatory response. It keeps it to a minimum without shutting it off completely. And science believes it is an antioxidant in the onion that helps to do that. Another interesting benefit from your onion is it also helps your body detox. Additional research says that the flavonoids in your onion can help the body to naturally detox itself. So when there are toxins, there are cells that are contaminated. And science thinks onions help detoxify the cells in two phases, helps the immune system remove damaged cells, and to also to neutralize the contaminants. Further study needs to be done, though. And, of course, we just got through talking about how to regenerate the body, so definitely, you know, with those healthy food groups we were mentioning, onion should be in there. Also, flavonoids help keep people healthy. Another food group, other foods that help you with that are apples, almonds, sweet potatoes, bananas, blueberries, bell peppers, celery, oranges, chili peppers, cantaloupe, lettuce, grapefruit, tomatoes, cabbage, raspberries, and garbanzo beans. Now, if you get that stuff in certified organic form, it has so much more nutrient in it than the conventionally grown form that you're more satisfied and you have more energy and you sleep better. There's a big difference. There is. Also, supplements. Animal studies have found that supplements did not provide as much nutrition as the raw form when it comes to your onions. A lot of people look for the desulfured garlics and onions as in their supplements because they don't want the onion breath or the garlic breath. However, the medicinal power is in that sulfur. And if you get desulfured versions, they're pretty much worthless. So whole food supplements are really what you should be looking for if you're not getting it in the diet. So look for your concentrated forms of whole food nutrients out there that'll have the most medicinal power for you. So if you're looking for products on the powerherbs.com website that have the onion in it, whole food, check out the all-in-one, which we mentioned earlier. It's a tonic. It's great for cutting phlegm. It's good broad spectrum. It's great for cold and flu season. So you can take that as a maintenance kind of thing, heighten the immune system, kind of give yourself a little bit more resistance and avoid some of the colds and flus this year. Also, we all have the onion and garlic in your bowel cleansing products and also your skin poultice, as well as prostate. You look at your prostate kit and your dandelion, both products you might want to check out if you think you have the cancer question mark. Calcium formula is also up there if your bones need a little extra help other than the onion you're already putting on your salad. So you've got tools there. They're whole food, extremely concentrated, and they're in liquid and powdered forms, which makes them very fast absorbing. And they go right to work right away. So check that out, thepowerherbs.com. Don't forget to ask them for a free product catalog. They'll send that out to you first-class mail, and keep that handy. A lot of people call back saying, hey, you know, relative took it, neighbor took it, can you send me another one? So they do get around. All right. Well, I promised I'd talk about some of these drugs that could be increasing cancer risks, and we've touched on this before, especially since thyroid disease seems to be prevalent here lately. There are some reports that some of these prescription medicines for thyroid can be the culprit. There's 20 million people, or 12% of our U.S. population, that suffer from a thyroid problem. Worldwide, there's 800 million to 2 billion people with thyroid disease. So we have a lot of malfunctioning thyroids, and it's been going up. It's fourfold since 1974. More women than men seem to have the thyroid issue. The thyroid glands are quite sensitive, and they tend to get enlarged when you're under stress, during pregnancy, or during menstruation. The gland is also damaged when exposed to radiation, so we have to be careful in our radioactive world. So when you have natural iodine, though, it helps to feed your thyroid gland and perks it up. It helps the thyroid gland make hormones and regulate cellular oxygen consumption and energy production all over your body. So your thyroid is pretty important. It kind of controls your biological and physiological activities like body temperature, growth production, neuromuscular function. It helps manufacture proteins as well as help with skin and hair growth. Now, our body needs natural iodine for a healthy thyroid, and most people think, you know, I get that. I get that in my food sources or more certainly in my white refined table salt. But salt manufacturers began adding iodine back into the salt after they had stripped it away in 1924, but the manufacturers are not required to iodize their salt, and less than a third of the processed salt on the market is iodized. So the human thyroid uses natural iodine from foods to help produce this solution, which it feeds the mitochondria of all your cells. Those are the little battery packs that give you energy. So when you use processed foods and processed salt, and you have no iodine, and they take the iodine out and they put the bromine in, that's what they did to your baked goods, it creates a condition which can be a carcinogenic. So it also interferes with your body utilizing iodine. So bromine, very bad. But it has helped create an epidemic of thyroid disease and cancer in our nation. So according to Dr. Brownstein, taking thyroid hormone drugs to replace an iodine deficiency is the wrong thing to do. He explains that these thyroid drugs increase the body's metabolic requirement for iodine when it is already deficient. And according to Dr. Brownstein, he explains why 1 in 7 women develop breast cancer due to chronic lack of iodine via thyroid drugs. So when the iodine level is insufficient, the breast tissue loses its ability to maintain the proper cell structure or architecture, if you will, and then the tissue develops cysts, nodules, and cancer. He recommends that every woman on thyroid meds should get tested for iodine level, and if it's low, they need a natural supplement of iodine. Dr. Brownstein reports that when women replenish the natural iodine, not a synthetic form, but a natural form, that the thyroid gland improves its function and patients are required to get lower or discontinue their thyroid meds altogether. Okay, so another problem that we face is the U.S. water supply, too contaminated. Lots of fuel chemicals are in there, and the chemicals are also used as flavor enhancers in foods, and it's a chemical blocker for our thyroid's ability to absorb and use iodine. So we have a lot of things working against us. Even if we get some natural iodine, we got a lot of toxicity out there. So if you have a thyroid condition or your family has a history of thyroid problems, it's really a good idea to avoid some of the foods that when you eat them, it inhibits the thyroid from manufacturing its hormones. So some raw foods that may inhibit your ability to help your thyroid operate is raw cabbage, turnips, cauliflower, soybeans, and peanuts. So if you think you have a thyroid problem, you might want to get tested for that. Okay. We got a few minutes, right? We got a few minutes. Now, people say, well, how much iodine should I take? Well, the recommended daily allowance for iodine to prevent thyroid goiter is 3,000 to 6,000 mcgs, but the people in Japan consume more than that. They consume 5,200 to 1,300 mcgs. So this high consumption of iodine is one of the reasons the women there have low cases of breast cancer. So if your body has insufficient levels of iodine, the thyroid will not produce adequate thyroid hormones, and you have what is called hypothyroidism, which, you know, helps regulate your body temperature, your heart rate, your glucose, and your blood lipids. Symptoms would be slower heart rate, feeling cold, constipation, weight gain, dry skin, hair loss, weakness, muscle aches, depression, and fatigue. Now, in chronic cases, there could even be symptoms of cognitive decline. Now, hypothyroidism is the most common thyroid malfunction worldwide. Now, if your thyroid produces too much thyroid hormone, you have hyperthyroidism, and this is a hyperdrive of the metabolism. You have rapid heart rate, palpitations, excessive sweating. You feel hot even if you're in a cool room. You may lose weight and have muscle weakness. So the thyroid gland is part of the endocrine system, and it can release too much hormone, so the endocrine system may need some rebalancing, and there are some male and female herbs that can help your system do that. So if you're interested in looking into those herbs, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. Now, if you're using female herbs, there's six of them for the females, and you need to use all six of them. And fortunately, they are in one formula, so check that out. It's under the women's section at thepowerherbs.com or in their catalog. And, of course, for men, there is the male hormone formula, and that's available as well. And these are liquids, concentrated, cold-pressed, or certified organic liquids, also known as tinctures. They do not need refrigeration. They have a shelf life of 10 years, so you can adjust doses fairly easily with the liquid form. And you can put them in juice or water. And if you don't like the taste of the herbs, you can hide them in a beverage and get them down, you know, without a spoonful of sugar. There you go. Thepowerherbs.com is where you'd want to go, thepowerherbs.com. Or you can give them a call, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. And don't forget, we have our veteran special there on the homepage. And it's free ground ship on U.S. orders of $40 or more through tomorrow. So tomorrow at midnight, that will end. So take advantage and get free ground ship, stock up, and save. And, of course, if you don't have access to the Internet and you want to know what the coupon is, if you want to place a phone order or mail in an order, that is VE Day number 15, VE Day 15. That is the coupon for the free ship. All right. I got a few minutes, so I wanted to talk about a little bit about the liver. We were talking about regenerating the liver, and one of the herbs, we were talking about regeneration, and one of the herbs that helps the liver do that quickly is milk thistle. Milk thistle has antioxidants, which the liver just loves, and it taps into those, and it regenerates sick and dying liver cells with healthy new ones. So if I had a fatty liver, I would definitely be using milk thistle. And I'd also be avoiding some of the foods and beverages that would hurt the liver, definitely, like alcohol, of course, and any kind of sugars, because the liver does help the pancreas with sugars. The liver does a lot of things. It has quite a few jobs. It has to help the pancreas manage blood sugars. It helps to help the endocrine system manage hormones. It helps manage cholesterol. And it also has to manufacture enzymes to neutralize toxins. So any one of those jobs, if it skips a beat or drops any of those jobs, there is a problem. So the liver is a pretty important organ, and we should look after it. Of course, if you're interested in learning how you can cleanse organs safely and successfully, do call the folks at thepowerherbs.com and find out how you do that. There's a safe way to do that. And you can go to their website under Healthy Guidelines, under Cleansing. You can find out how you go about doing organ cleansing in a very safe way. And or you can just pick up the Power Herbs book. It has a whole chapter on cleansing. You can learn there. That's just $14.99 on the PowerHerbs.com website. So there is all this information that will empower you, including the newsletters I encourage you to sign up for, because you'll get empowering information each and every week, as well as occasionally some discounts for subscribers if you're interested in the herb products by Apothecary Herbs. And we heard from a gentleman this week that said, you know, quality herbal supplements. You turned me on to what quality herbal supplements are, and it was a big game changer for me. Yeah, there's a big difference, just like there's a big difference in a $10 bottle of wine and a $90 bottle of wine. Big difference, right? And same thing with your cuts of meat or quality of the gasoline you're pumping into your car. There's differences. There's different grades. And you're not going to find the excellence in whole food supplements made by the big box stores or some of the other big pharmaceutical companies, so you're just not going to get that. Their thing is bottom line, importing cheap herbs from overseas. And I think I hear our bumper. Do we have our bumper? Frank, were you trying to run bumper? He is. Hey, we're out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well and happy Veterans Day.